Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, and you are tuned in to the weekly Perverse Speech Show. As always, we bring you fascinating examples of reversals and talk to our many guests. And my guest today, which I'm having on in the second hour, is a reverse speech practitioner named Kathleen Hawkins. And Kathleen has written a novel called The Insiders. And the novel is about a group of characters who use reverse speech to solve crimes. So fascinating, fascinating show. We will have her on any second, in the second hour. And in the first hour, I'm going to look at some reversals on UFO contactees. And I did a lot of this, back in the late 90s when I was on Coast to Coast. We did a lot of reverses on alleged contactees and government whistleblowers. And so let's have a look at some of these. First of all, a chap by the name of Corso. I think his first name now, and he claimed to have seen alien bodies following the alleged crash in Roswell. So let's run this one forwards. All right. Give a bit of audio, that'll help. Here we go.
Saw a body at Fort Riley, Kansas. But I put that out of my mind until I could corroborate the information.
So he's saying he saw a body. He later went on and described it as about 3 foot tall, childlike, alien features. And he says backwards, I looked at it. So there you go, that's a congruent reversal, which verifies his tale. And let's run the forwards again.
Saw a body at Fort Riley, Kansas. But I put that out of my mind until I could corroborate the information.
And I looked at it. And then he claims that they back-engineered alien technology and produced a few things like microprocessors and night vision and all allegedly alien technology. So let's have a look at this.
You never actually transferred materials. You transferred ideas.
In certain stages we did.
Well, you did.
At certain stages. But it had to progress. For example, General Trudeau told me one day, getting back to the integrated circuit.
This one says, produced illegal patent. And that would also fit in well with his story. Illegal patent, illegal technology. Okay? So here we have another one.
There was no question in my mind what it was. I know the difference between a body like that I saw there and a dummy.
And here he says they got it.
They got it.
Yeah, there we go. So those reversals are all congruent reversals, and would seem to suggest that he's telling a true story. So here, let's run that last one again.
There was no question in my mind what it was. I know the difference between a body like that I saw there and a dummy. They got it.
Yeah, they got it. I looked at it. Produced a legal patent. Would seem like he's telling a true story. We'll have to get a guest on my show coming up talking about UFOs and ETs. I might, I'll look around for a good guest. We'll bring someone on and talk about all this stuff. Alright, here we have a man who claimed he saw the Phoenix Lights, which are allegedly UFOs over Phoenix many years ago. So here's the forwards.
No nonsense, people. Reporting very accurately. And that adds a, in my book, a dimension of credibility to the whole thing.
And this one says UFO hovered.
UFO hovered.
Yeah. So once again, that is also a true story. Now let's run the forwards again so you can get the context.
No nonsense, people. Reporting very accurately, and that adds a, in my book, a dimension of credibility to the whole thing.
And UFO hovered.
UFO hovered.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Alright, now here we have a chap by the name of Michael Malin, who was processing all the photos coming down from Mars. So anyway, here we go.
You know, to their concern, and they're upset that it's not going to go. All I can say is, geez, I'm sorry. That's the reality of the thing.
Verson says, hear the lie with Satellite 7.
You know how you respect my standards. You know how you respect my standards. You know how you respect my standards.
Okay, so what is Satellite 7? Bit of a mystery, isn't it? Not too sure what Satellite 7 is. Let's run another one here.
For example, there are a lot of people who are interested in whether or not, you know, there's life on planets around other solar systems, you know, other stars and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're really unhappy that we don't know the answer to that, aren't they?
And this one says, through that night, the source went out.
They're not nice to fill us, they're not going to send out.
Okay. Here we go.
They're not nice to fill us, they're not going to send out. They're not nice to sorry about that. Had audio problems. Here we go. Here it is again. For example, there are a lot of people who are interested in whether or not, you know, there's life on planets around other solar systems, you know, other stars and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're really unhappy that we don't know the answer to that, aren't they?
And this one says, through that night, the source of Nile went out.
Through that night, the source of Nile went out. Through that night, the source of Nile went out.
Through that night, the source of the Nile was sent out. That's an interesting reversal, isn't it? All right, next one.
And then it turns back and continues on its way to the location that we had specified. And it's these type of motions that we've been performing over the last 7 days and have been working exceptionally well.
So it says, the Alpha searched the hill.
The Alpha searched the hill and the Sheikh looked at.
Ah, the whole reversal is, the Alpha searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt.
The Alpha sets the hill and the Sheikh goes there. The Alpha sets the hill and the Sheikh goes there.
The Alpha sets the hill and the Sheikh goes there.
Okay, well, that was what the rover was doing, searching the hill, scooping up bits of dirt, analysing it. So that's quite a congruent reversal. Let's run that again.
And then it turns back and continues on its way to the location that we had specified. And it's these type of motions that we've been performing over the last 7 days and have been working exceptionally well.
Okay, the Alpha searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt.
The Alpha searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt. Over the last seven...
Oh, what happened there? Here, we'll run it again.
The searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt.
The Alpha searched the hill and they shake the loose dirt. The Alpha sets the hill and the Sheikh goes
there. So there we go. And here's a NASA scientist who was being interviewed on Coast to Coast AM. Let's run it forwards.
Certainly, if you do the math, the probability is very high, almost 100%, that there is life out there and a very good chance that there's intelligent life somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a statement to make.
And that reversal, there is life.
And there is life.
There is life.
Yeah, so there is life. So that's a congruent reversal. Okay, next one along.
And for the record, I think it's interesting that if you look at some Mars pictures, you find Kermit the Frog and a couple of smiley faces on Mars. So personally, I've never been convinced of this.
I see.
And this reversal says these ships are on it, but nobody's getting the answer. I'm sorry, the ship's on it, but now it's getting answered. And there we go, that's a bit of an interesting reversal. What ships is he talking about? Ships are on what? Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards.
Yes,
There we go. I guess it raises the whole question of Mars, doesn't it? What's going on in Mars? These were interesting reversals back in their day. Let's run some more here.
Mapping began that year.
We've got to go back a little bit on this.
Shortly after it got there, when the mapping began that year, Viking Orbiter 1 sent back the picture, and somebody noticed it on there, and it's kind of a neat thing.
Talking about the face on Mars, sends back, was where involved with Cydonia?
Cydonia.
So there we go. Cydonia, of course, is a region on Mars where the alleged face on Mars lives or exists. Of course, that's been debunked now with for many years with the latest pictures that really show us a bunch of stones or a mesa. But obviously, back in that stage, NASA was involved in Cydonia looking into it. Let's play it forwards again.
Shortly after it got there, when the mapping began that year, Viking Orbiter 1 sent back the picture, and somebody noticed it on there, and it's kind of a neat thing.
Where involved with Cydonia? There we go. That's an interesting reversal, isn't it? Okay, here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
We have is good for certain.
Oops, got to go back a little ways. Here we go.
This feature that looks like a face, I believe, is about a mile across.
Okay.
And it's way below Hubble's resolution. The resolution we have is good for sort of global monitoring of Mars, sort of looking at Mars as a weather satellite would look at Earth.
And this reversal says we're riding a shielded vessel.
That's divine.
Oh, no, sorry. That's divine. Oh, yeah, talking about the face.
The best divine.
And then I think it's we're riding a shielded vessel.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
Okay, so what the shielded vessel is, I don't know. Why I would say the face on Mars is divine is also, I don't know, it's just a pile of rocks. Let's run this whole lot again for you.
This feature that looks like a face, I believe, is about a mile across.
Okay.
And it's way below Hubble's resolution. The resolution we have is good for sort of global monitoring of Mars, sort of looking at Mars as a weather satellite would look at Earth.
Okay, so that's divine.
The best divine.
And then we're riding a shielded vessel.
We're riding a shielded vessel.
So there we go. Make of that what you will, hey? Interesting reversal. What the shielded vessel is, I don't really know. All right, let's have a look at another one here. And this is an interview with two NASA scientists. Here's the forwards.
The selection on who gets to use Hubble is made by committees, peer-reviewed committees of other astronomers who come to Baltimore, meet at the Institute. They sort through the proposals, make their recommendations to our director.
And this one says, what's locked up with their starship? This needs to be known.
What's locked up with their starship? This needs to be known.
Well, there you go. What starship is he talking about? And what indeed needs to be known? I'm not too sure. Okay, but as you can see, all these reversals are pinpointing to some activity in space that NASA, at least back in the late 90s when I did these reversals, were interested in. Also in the late 90s, the Air Force came out and declared that the Roswell crash was a weather balloon, and they had seen the bodies they had allegedly seen were dummies. So here is this here is this broadcast, and then we'll play the first one first. Here we go.
Let me read my prepared statement, and then we'll roll a short video that Captain McAndrew will talk about.
Here he says, we faked it.
We faked it.
There you go. We faked the video. Okay. All right. Just amazes me how they go around doing these types of things. All right, here's another one from the Roswell interview, press conference.
I'm sorry, I just don't have any information for that. All I know is what the Air Force did, and that if you overlay much of their claims and you look at the Air Force scientific research, you can see it's obvious that what we're talking about at Roswell.
And this reversal says, share a secret with NASA.
Share a secret with NASA.
Okay, so what secret did they share with NASA? Very interesting reversal. I'm sure you would agree. Clearly something has gone on somewhere. Okay, here we have one that says unentitled. Let's see what this says.
This is a true one. Happened to me last week. This is a true one. Happened to me last week. I'll never ever forget this to the day I die.
Oh, right, yeah, this was a UFO that I saw. I remember this now. A UFO that I saw with my kids. Here's a forward.
This is a true one. Happened to me last week. I'll never ever forget this to the day I die.
Universal says it was so big.
It was too big.
It was big, too. Yeah, I remember seeing that massive, big, glowing spot in the sky. And there we go. Alright, now here we have a man who used a voice changer, which is very interesting because it beggars the question, do voice changers eliminate the reversals? So here we go. Let's run this forwards.
The dog and pony show of a medical team handling the physical debilities of these beings is one of the constant sources of paranoia and chaos within the administration of these programs.
And this reversal says E.T. was here to live and work.
E.T. was here to live and work.
Live and walk, not work. Yeah.
E.T. was here to live and work. E.T. was here to live and work. E.T. was here to live and work.
Okay, so E.T. was here to live and walk. So what happened to E.T.? And I got another reverse straight afterwards. Okay, the source, it's not Earth. Little bit difficult to hear that one because the voice changer, but it does show that that even though one's using a voice changer, the reversals will still be there. So that's a fascinating information in and of itself, isn't it? Okay, here's another reversal from the chap named Victor. Run this forward.
So you're saying we really have not effectively communicated with them. There has been no vocal communication.
The aliens do not speak.
And when he says the aliens do not speak, the reversal says it's from the Pleiades.
It's unfamiliar.
Because the Pleiades is a star system about 400 light years from Earth. Is the alien from the Pleiadian star system?
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight?
Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards at reversespeech.com.
Hey, we are back. We're looking at some reversals, some old UFO contactees that I did back in the 90s. So here's the one for Victor that I played just before the break. Play it again. Here we go.
So you're saying we really have not effectively communicated with them. There has been no vocal communication?
The aliens did not speak.
And reversal, it's from the Pleiades.
It's unfamiliar.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. And another reversal from Victor. Here we go.
The alien was the intention. The maltreatment of the aliens stems from our essential helplessness to either help or affect them.
And here he says they laid with abuse. Okay, so there we go. They laid with abuse. So does that mean that
that the U.S. government was actually torturing them. It's a bit of an ominous thought, isn't it? And who indeed are these aliens? Where are they from? These are all questions that need to be answered, I would imagine. Here's an interesting reversal I found on Defense Secretary Cohen, which caused a bit of controversy back in his day. That's one of Ford's.
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
Mr. Russell says, bring in NASA with December 7th.
Bring in NASA with December 7th.
Bring in NASA with December 7th. Bring in NASA with December 7th.
There we go. It caused a lot of controversy, that reversal, back in those days. And I played it on the air in the late 90s. People thought it meant there was going to be a mass spaceship landing on December the 7th. And as all people went out, watched and waited for these UFOs to land, and nothing happened on December the 7th. But what did happen on December the 7th was that NASA joined the first two sections of the International Space Station together, in a seven-man crew, the commander of which was on his seventh mission. So there we go. Bring in NASA with December 7th. And let's run it again.
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
And here's that reversal.
Bring in NASA with December 7th.
Bring in NASA with December 7th.
So there we go, a bit of an interesting reversal that I think bore itself out with the joining together of the first two sections of the International Space Station. So there we go. Amazing the information you can get with reverse speech. Alright, and here's another one, Defense Secretary Cole.
And that's the message that we're sending, and we will continue in that effort. To the extent that other activities have been planned or indeed are carried out, they will be met with a continuing response on the part of the United States.
And this reversal says, plan evil weather.
Plan evil weather.
Plan evil weather. Plan evil weather.
Yeah, there we go. So, plan evil weather. Now, of course, a lot of people will claim that America is involved in weather modifications. Plan evil weather. It's an interesting reversal, isn't it? All right. We are going to move on and look at another reversal of this is the crash of the space shuttle, and here we have so let's run it forwards.
That might be some plasma now.
Think so, Eddie?
Yes, they're not firing right now.
It was quite a bit, actually.
And this reversal says, God is their pilot.
Understand.
Wow, it's a bit of an ominous reversal, seeing the shuttle broke up. God is their pilot. Let's run that again.
That might be some plasma now.
Think so, Eddie?
Yes, they're not firing right now.
It was quite a bit, actually.
Understand.
Yeah, so God was indeed their pilot. And while we are looking at reversals on space, let's look at the most famous space reversal that I ever had. This was the very first reversal I ever found in human speech. And this is Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. If you haven't heard it, you're in for a treat. Here's the forward.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And backwards he says, man will spacewalk.
Yep, okay,
all right, so that's good. A lot of people claim that that reversal means that we haven't walked onto the moon yet, and the man still has to walk into space.
Well, I don't interpret reversal that way. I see it as his great hope for the future of humanity in space. And so that doesn't seem to me, anyway, to be conspiratorial at all. And let's have a look at some other reversals that allegedly. These aren't my reversals. Okay, you know, I've got some other reversals somewhere about all the moon hoax. And let me see whether we went to the moon or not. And they all seem to verify that we did indeed go to the moon. And I've got some reversals about it, and I just can't quite see them on the top of my head. Here's one of them.
Because I don't accept the Bible as the gospel of anything except a historical record. But we did go to the moon. You bet your sweet ass we did go to the moon.
But we did go to the moon, or back, as he says, inevitable saga.
The inevitable saga. The inevitable saga. The inevitable saga.
No, it was an inevitable saga. So, and of course, it didn't need happen. All right, here we have another one.
32 minutes past the hour. Lift up on Apollo 11.
And this one says, Apollo 11, not perfect. Ah, it sucks.
Apollo 11, not perfect. Ah, it sucks.
Apollo 11, not perfect. Ah, it sucks. Apollo 11, not perfect. Ah, it sucks.
Well, Apollo 11 wasn't perfect. They had a few little problems with it. I remember one I saw on a TV program once that Buzz Aldrin, when he hopped into the lander, his backpack, bulky backpack, broke the switch they had to flick to fire the booster rockets to get off the moon. And so he improvised by using a pen and in the light socket to turn it on. So there we go. So Apollo 11 wasn't all that perfect, was it? Okay, all right. Let's have a look at some more reversals. Let's run this one.
Are you afraid for the truth to come out?
Well, I think you're some kind of wacko. I really do.
Well, I think it's wacky to not swear to God on something that's supposed to be obvious.
And this verse says, I can't speak today. Yeah, not very clear, that one. All right, here's another one.
Following this separation maneuver on the backside of the moon, we made a decent orbit insertion, which is slightly over 70 foot per second maneuver.
This is the vessel was built in a house.
Slightly over 70
foot. Oh, hang on. That's not it, is it? Hang on. All right, that's not a very clear reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Oh, yeah, built the vessel in the house. Oh, there it is. NASA built the vessel in a house. There we go, not very clear, but anyway. I guess the vessel, I don't know whether I would call it a house, but certainly the vessel was built. All right, here's a reversal that someone claims is an indication that we did not go to the moon. So let's run this forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peaceable nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future.
And this verse says they all share the fib. They share all the fib. So I don't know, what is the fib? Is the fib the fact we didn't go to the moon? I don't think so. But anyway, there is an interesting reversal for you all. Okay, let's have a... Oh, here's a NASA built the vessel in the house dump. I'll do it again.
NASA built the vessel in the house.
Yeah, there we go. Alright, we have another one.
Well, we should have the sun coming in from the other window into the spacecraft, so it's looking through a...
And here it says, I was so careful, remember.
I was so careful
to remember, sorry. Yeah, there we go. And, well, I guess he was careful to remember. Would hope so, anyway, in an amazing adventure like that, hey. All right, here we have another one.
Over, it's developing.
And this one says, near blood, it's terrible.
Near blood, it's terrible.
Near blood, it's terrible. Near blood, it's terrible.
So I don't know what it means by near blood is terrible. I don't think there was any injuries or damage in the moon landing on Apollo 11. Anyway, here's another reversal that someone claims is proof we didn't go to the moon. Of course, I believe we did. I think all the reversals point to that. Let's play this one anyway.
At the time, those final seconds were almost unbearable.
We were following the flight plan, and we suddenly realized that he'd made a detour, and we didn't know how long that detour was going to be.
And this one says, then I lie on video.
We didn't know how long that then all lie on video.
Then all lie on video. Then all lie on video.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so there we go. Then I lie on video. Okay. Alright, what other reversals do I have here? Let's run this one.
I'm doing it for the truth to come out because I think it was wrong.
You can also notice how the hospital
Wrong way. You don't mislead somebody like me coming here.
And this reversal says, your leader must kneel, see mighty hell.
Your leader must kneel, see mighty hell.
Your leader must kneel, see mighty hell. Your leader must kneel, see mighty hell.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't know why your leader must kneel. Maybe the aliens have landed. They went into the White House. You must kneel before me. We are your new leaders. Yeah, let's run the forwards again.
I'm doing it for the truth to come out because I think it was wrong.
You can also notice how the astronaut articulates
the wrong way. You don't mislead somebody like me coming here.
And, your leader must kneel, see mighty hell.
Your leader must kneel, see mighty hell.
Your leader must kneel, see mighty hell.
Interesting reversal. Alright, let's have a look. What else have we got? Here we have Buzz Aldrin.
And the sun is very brilliant, and it was shining behind us. That gave us good visibility as we're coming down the land.
And this one says, Michael, see the love.
Michael, see the Lord.
Michael, see the Lord.
I don't know who Michael is, but anyway, Michael, see the love. All right, okay, so let's look at some more reversals on Apollo 11. Here we go.
Walter Cronkite captured the moment.
Here we got a roll program.
Rolling, shaking.
And this one says, can I come in?
Here we got a roll program.
Oh, gee, that's a horrible reversal. That's not clear at all. Sorry about that. I was a little bit embarrassed about that one. I'm just, I haven't looked at these reversals for ages and ages, so I'm just going through these. So here we have another one.
Now, what that all meant, I don't know, but it wasn't the kind of radiation that gave us a problem of any kind. But you could see it. You could close your eyes. And just, you could see these things shoot by. We all saw it.
Okay, you see this.
You see this?
You see this? You see this?
That's a congruent reverse. He's talking about as they went through the radiation field, they saw sparks of light flash by. Yeah, let's run that again.
Now, what that all meant, I don't know. But it wasn't the kind of radiation that gave us a problem of any kind. But you could see it. You could close your eyes. And just, you could see these things shoot by. We all saw it.
And the verse says, you see this.
You see this?
You see this?
Yes, it is.
So a congruent reversal. I actually went through the Van Halen's belt and saw sparks of light shoot by. Okay. So look, all the reversals I found just really do, in my mind, show that we actually did indeed go to the moon. And I've got more reversals. I need to find those ones. All right, here we have another one.
That lowers our altitude down to 50,000 feet. We had two guidance systems working for us, and they behaved perfectly.
And this one says, denied this liar saw a lie.
Denied this liar saw a lie.
Denied this liar saw a lie. Denied this liar saw a lie.
I see. Clear reversal. That's a run the whole lot backwards.
Yes, this is everybody in. So, Nichols, you just got this baby.
Yeah, there it is. Denied this liar saw a lie. There it is, right amongst the gibberish. Let's listen to the fours again. See if we can get a clue from the fours as to what the person might be referring to.
That lowers our altitude down to 50,000 feet. We had two guidance systems working for us, and they behaved perfectly.
And denied this liar saw a lie.
Denied this liar saw a lie.
Denied this liar saw a lie. Denied this liar saw a lie.
Nice and clear. Once again, I'm not too sure what he's talking about. Some people claim that Apollo 11 was buzzed by ET, UFOs. I don't know. Maybe that's the story. Let's run another one forward.
During our flight to the moon, we flew through the moon's shadow. In fact, the moon was eclipsing the sun, and we took the opportunity to try to take some photographs of it, but our film was just not sufficiently fast to capture the event. However, this does show the brightest part of the solar corona. It extends several moon diameters.
And this verse says, those ships see the wrath.
My pride.
Oh, first one is my pride.
My pride.
And then those ships see a wrath.
Those
ships see the wrath.
Those ships see the wrath.
And they were talking about the sun's corona, so... I would imagine that's what the reversals refer to. They saw the corona of the sun when they were up in space. So there you go. So these are all the reversals I've got at, about the moon landing that would seem to, that some people claim prove that we didn't go, but I don't see it as that one. Here's another one.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
And this verse says, joke engineered now.
Fine-grained as you get close to it. Joke engineered now.
Oh, that's not joke engineered now. Hang on, what is that?
Joke engineered now.
That's not reversals, not there at all. Oh dear, I'm embarrassed. These aren't my reversals, by the way. I didn't find these. This is some reversals that someone sent me to prove that we didn't go to the moon.
Joke engineered now.
Yeah, see, that reversal would not even come close to passing my checkpoint. So clearly not a clear reversal, and clearly not there. Okay? Alright, let me see. What else have I got here? Here we have another one. Let's run this one forth. We're going to be running out of time pretty soon.
From the outside.
And the reversal is, they are slime.
They are slime.
Okay, alright, well look, I don't know what to tell you about all these reversals. Make of this what you will. Okay. Here we have another one.
Well, if you really walked on the moon, what's the problem of swearing to God that you did? Do you believe in God?
You want me to knock you in the head?
Well, I want you to swear to God on the Bible that you walked on the moon.
Okay.
If you walked on the moon, we're giving the opportunity to swear to God that you walked on the moon.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to get the hell knocked out of you, so you don't leave me alone.
Oh, astronaut's obviously upset because he says back, but see a rat.
Hell knocked out of you. She's right on me. She's right on me. She's right on me.
Yeah, that's not very clear either. Gee whiz, these are unclear reversals, aren't they? No, I'm sorry about that, folks. Alright, as you're getting to see, some reversals are not very clear and don't make it to the air. And a couple of these shouldn't have made it to the air. Let me have a look at my main reversal folder, and we'll pull up a few more UFO type reversals. I've got quite a few here, actually. Let's see what I can pull up at the top of my head. Okay, alright, well, I can't see any right now. Let's just play some random reversals.
Do you still support the establishment of a state? And, Mr. President, do you believe that a state should be the stated goal of a peace process?
Yes, I haven't changed my position.
Thank you. I think that it's still immature to discuss this issue. Seeing that what we have to contemplate now is making every effort that the real reform will take place.
This verse says, with the warfare you will hang.
With the warfare you will hang.
Wow.
With the warfare you will hang. With the warfare you will hang.
Wow, that's a bit of verse. That's on the reporter. Wow, talking to George Bush.
With the warfare you will hang.
With the warfare you will hang. With the warfare you will hang.
Well, I don't know whether he will hang, but certainly the war is not good for America, and as we have seen over and over.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rents.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rents.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rents Radio Network. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.